You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we show you how to finally make good data for your machine learning models. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk about a very important feature coming soon in Azure Machine Learning, or available now. Ramvijay, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Tell us who you are and what you do.
So I'm a program manager in Azure Machine Learning Services team, and I'm working on data labeling capability in Azure Machine Learning.
So tell us a little bit about data labeling. What is it and why we should be interested?
Yep. So when you are building a supervised machine learning model, it's very important to have labeled data. You can't build a model without it.
Of course.
Right. And so you start with your data, and then somehow you have to obtain the corresponding label, the ground truth. And that's the input that you give to your machine learning model to train it.
That's right. Right.
Now, what happens is that often people start the project, and obtaining labels itself becomes a big hurdle. You have the data, but you don't have the labels. So many projects stumble at that step, and people start looking for tools and people and services how to obtain the data, the labels for the data.
I see.
So what we did is we realized this problem that data scientists are facing, and we built a data labeling capability right there in the Azure Machine Learning Services.
Uh-huh.
It's available, and you can go there, start a new data labeling project, and obtain labels for your data using that.
And this is pretty cool because, like, honestly, majority of machine learning problems stumble because the data is not bad. It's not
exactly
good. Like, either the data is not good, and primarily when we say the data is not good, it's just not labeled. And if you're doing an unsupervised learning problem, that's okay. But when we're doing, like, the predictive kind of models that most people want to do in business, there's no labels. You really can't do anything at all. So it seems like we've built a system to sort of help with that. Can you tell us a little bit about it? How do we get started?
Absolutely. So if you look at the machine learning workspace mm-hmm. that we have, right on the left-hand side, you'll find data labeling here. So once you click on data labeling, you see a list of projects, data labeling projects that you're running,
mm-hmm.
right? And what that means is you can run multiple data labeling projects at the same time. And you start by creating a new data labeling project.
Okay.
So I click on add project. It's going to walk me through a widget.
Uh-huh.
So if you notice here, I take the name of the project. Let me give some name here. I want to create an object detection project.
Fantastic.
And then I select what type of data labeling project it is. So
I'm looking at the types.
Yeah.
There's image classification and object identification. Are these the only ones that are going to be in there, or are we going to be adding more?
So we begin with these, and we'll be adding more types over
cool.
a period of time.
That's awesome.
Right. And here, the second step, you basically pick the data set that you want to label.
I see.
Right. So either you can select an existing data set that you have. I have one here. Or alternatively, you can create a new data set.
As you're doing this, for those that may not know what a data set mm-hmm. is, how would you describe that to them?
Right. So this data set is if you notice in the workspace on the left-hand side, Azure Machine Learning has concept of data sets.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you can create a data set, and I'll describe how you create a data set. But once you create a data set, you can use that in different components within Azure Machine Learning Services.
So it's basically like a pointer to data.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's slightly more than that. So you have two concepts, data store and data sets.
Okay.
Data stores, they hold the connection string authentication and things like
Got
that.
It.
Data set is like describing the exact query or exact data that you want to obtain from that data store.
Oh, I see. So a data store, if I remember right, is like an Azure storage thing with a bunch of blobs in it. Right, and you may have thousands of different kinds of data in there.
Exactly.
A data set lets you hone in onto, for a particular experiment, I want this part of the data.
That's right.
I love it. Okay, cool.
Right. So in the second step, either you can select an existing data set or you can create a new one. You can say that I want to create a data set from local files. You could upload files and create a data set from here. Or you can say that I already have a data store configured and I want to create a new data set pointing to that. But since I already has a data set here, I'll just go ahead and use this one.
Got it. Cool.
Right. Press next. Here we are asking the label classes. What are the label classes that you want to put in your project. The images that we have is a pets database.
Okay.
So I have cats, dogs, and monkeys.
Okay.
So I'll do
which are all important animals.
Yeah.
But what if I all of a sudden want horses later on? I mean, can I, like, once I add a specific label, is that it for this labeling project? Do I have to make a new project, or can I add?
That's a great question. So it's very, very common ask. Anyone who has done data labeling, they'll tell you that once you start labeling, after a while, you realize that, oops, we need one more class,
yeah,
right? Or two more classes, because once they label, let's say, 100 images or so, they come across an image that doesn't fit in their preconceived classes or whatever notion that they had right. about those images. And most of the tools out there, they will not allow you to change classes or add new classes because it has complexity involved in it.
Sure.
What happens to the already labeled images,
mm-hmm.
right? How do you handle those? But we realize this problem, and we have built this capability in our system. So it allows you to add more labels during the execution of the labeling project. And when you do that, at that time, we'll ask you, what do you want to do with your existing labels?
Oh, right. I see. So it's a little bit smarter.
Because, right.
Like, I just thought, oh, just add another label. But what if the pictures you had before now become more nuanced?
Exactly.
And so that now it's unclear whether that picture belongs with that label. And you, okay, that's awesome.
That's right. That's so we give a couple of options to the users, how you want to treat the existing the images that have already been labeled.
Mm-hmm.
Things like you could start over, or you could, relabel those images while seeing the existing labels.
Mm-hmm. I see. Which right. is cool, because then you can have a choice of what you're doing. Basically,
exactly.
you have to have someone mark up the data, and right. you have to have choices if you relabel.
Absolutely. So you can absolutely do that. So let me add three classes here, and go to the next version. Here you can provide instructions. So again, you have a choice. If you want to provide a very rich instruction, right? You want to do a video or a PowerPoint or anything, you can upload it to an intranet website and provide a URL here.
Right? That's cool.
Or you can provide text-based instructions here. In the future version, we are also going to provide rich text capability, so you'll be able to embed images and all those things.
Yeah, but here. This is really cool because I'm coming to the realization that you're basically going to have someone go and click and be like, that's a monkey, that's a dog, that's a cat. And you want to have, like, there's some scenarios where you want to be nuanced about it and be like, hey, if there's more horses, if there's more monkeys and cats, you should label it monkey.
Right. Right?
And that's really nice that you're able to do that here.
Right. And you need to describe it well, because sometimes you'll find overlapping images. Sometimes you'll see that, okay, there's a cat, but it's hidden behind a vase.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you label that? Right.
Right.
Do you want to create two different cats? Do you want to have one single rectangle that tries to cover?
And this is for object detection.
Right.
Makes sense. Okay.
Right. So it completely depends on what you are trying to achieve as a data scientist, how you want to label the images.
I see. That's awesome.
Right. So you provide all the instructions here. I'll just pre-put some brief instruction. Label the images by drawing rectangles around the animals.
Got it.
Right? And go to the next step, and here you have ML-assisted labeling.
So I'm looking at this, so it's like we're going to build a data set for machine learning, but there's machine learning that we can use to help people label it. Tell us about that.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. So what we do is we realize that in the labeling workflow itself, ML can be used in several ways,
mm-hmm.
right? Just to make it more accurate, faster, and help the labelers, people who are doing the labeling, in the entire workflow. So even before people start a labeling, what we do is we try to cluster the images, put similar images together, and give similar images to one person.
I see. That's interesting. And so now, like, this is becoming, because I just thought, like, and this is now making more sense in my head. There's going to be multiple people that are going to be labeling this data.
Exactly.
And what you want to do is you want to be able to give the data in a smart way to people so that the labeling accuracy goes up.
Right. That's one. And once people have started labeling and they have produced some labels, we train our ML model in the background.
I see.
Automatically. And then what happens is we start evaluating the rest of the images using that ML model, and based on the confidence, we start sending pre-labeled images to labelers. Rather, so what happens is now they don't have to create labels from scratch.
I see. So they have a, like, this is what we think, but can you fix it?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And if we are confident, if the model matures over a period of time, it will get better and better. So what will happen is they'll start seeing pretty accurate labels over a period of time, and they'll just say, okay, good. It'll eventually save a lot of time for the human
beings. So as I'm thinking about this, basically what's happening is there's a model that's being run in the back end that's being trained with the labels that are currently being set. And what happens is we're going to send, like, all the machine marked up ones, we're going to send to a human.
Yeah.
And the human has to look at it.
That's right.
But what we're doing is we're shortening their cognitive load by doing, hey, we're 90% at thinking that this is a cat, and here it is.
Exactly.
And then they just basically, well, you kind of made a little mistake. Let me just move the rectangle a little.
Right.
And that's what you do. Okay,
right.
That makes a lot of sense.
And again, we take the labels that were created by human beings, and we continue this loop of iterating over the training the model and then giving to human beings till all the images have been labeled.
That's cool. That's cool.
So let me just select this, and I say create the project.
Fantastic.
If you notice here, now we have a new project created here. And it shows the progress showing 0 by 0 at this point in time because we are going in the background and parsing your blob store and trying to find out how many images total you have, right? And so eventually you will see that the right numbers come up here.
So as I'm looking at this, right, because this is supposed to be you, like, because I'm gonna send this to my intern, right? I don't want my data scientist wasting time labeling. Like, it feels like the data scientist set this up.
Yeah.
How do I get other people to actually do the work?
Right. So you can do that, but even before it, like, if as a data scientist you just want to test something,
and
if you want to label data yourself, mm-hmm. you can do that.
Okay.
So what you can do is you just now created a project, you click here, it'll take you to the project detail. If you see, it shows you a small progress here. There was 200 items in this blob store, it shows you 0 out of 200. You can go to data, it'll show you a preview of all the data that you have. And if you just wanted to label the data yourself, what you do is first add yourself to the team of project managers.
Got it.
Right? I already have a team created with the project managers and say that I'm going to work on this project and start the project. Once you have started the project, you can click on label data.
Okay.
So you land on this particular page where you can start labeling yourself. It's object detection, it's a dog, you select the dog and start drawing rectangles here.
That's really
submit,
cool.
And you continue doing this for as many images as you want. In this image, I have a cat as well as a dog. And this is one of the scenarios in which you may potentially have to clarify to your labelers, like, how to handle the situation.
Like, it's more important to label cat as opposed to a dog, right?
You may want to label both, but again, depending on how you want to handle it, perhaps you'll label it this way.
Got it.
Right. So you continue doing this, but back here on the workspace portal, if you look at your dashboard and refresh this, you should see the images, the progress increasing. You can actually review the labels that you have created. If you come here, go to label data.
That's cool.
You can see that. Now, coming back to your question, like, you are one person, you are a data scientist.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not a domain expert,
mm-hmm.
right? You want others to do the labeling for you. Right.
And it's almost like cheating too, right? As a data scientist, I don't want to know. I just want to be able to build a model and see how well it does, right?
Right. So in that case, what can happen is you want to include more people
to invite
other people to do data labeling for you. So you have this concept of teams. You can add people to the workspace. You can add people using their email address. They could be people from their own organization, or they can also be completely external people, like interns or
That's
freelancers
really
or
cool.
anyone, as long as they have an email address and they can create an MSA account with that.
Uh-huh.
So this we authenticate the labelers, right? So you'll be able to add them here, create a team, and assign that team to your project.
That's really cool. Because I mean, like, for production-based, like, machine learning models, and I'm a computer vision guy, you need a lot of images.
Exactly.
Like a lot of images. And then being able to outsource how these things are labeled is just, it's really impressive.
Right. So you can just come here and add a team. I had created a team of domain experts. Just add them, assign. Now this project becomes available to them.
That's cool. Okay.
What that means is if you still need to share the URL mm-hmm. with them, you'll share that maybe over email or something. Hey, please go ahead and use this URL. When they follow that URL, they will come to the same portal that you are using, but they will do so using their own account.
That's cool.
Right? So let me just switch the browser, and I go here. So here, I had, since I was pre-authenticated, it didn't ask me for authentication,
right.
but it could. If you notice here, I'm using a different account altogether. Right.
That's awesome.
And once you go to the list of projects, so this is the portal for the labelers. So here they will be able to see not only the project that you have assigned to them, but all the projects that they are working on.
This is really cool.
Right. They might be working on multiple projects at the same time. So these are different projects that they are working on, and the project that you just assigned to them was this.
That's awesome.
They can continue labeling. Not sure if this is a dog, but let's go ahead and label it. There's another one. Now imagine multiple labelers working in parallel.
Right.
You can have a big team of people doing labeling for you. Many of our customers say that they want to use domain experts to do that, and there are domain experts sitting all over the world, right, and helping them in doing data labeling at their free time.
That's amazing.
Right.
So this is really cool. So we're coming at the end of our time. What's coming in the future? I mean, like, I know this to me is already impressive, but what more can we expect?
So definitely a few things. As you can see that we support today only object detection and classification.
Mm-hmm.
You can expect more type of labeling tasks to come out of box. We'll also see how we can enable custom labeling tasks in this. So that is one aspect. But the second aspect is that we realize that our customers want data labeling done in a cost-efficient manner. They want to do it fast, and they want to do it as accurately as possible.
Correct.
So these three dimensions are very, very important: cost, quality, and time.
Amazing.
So and there is a lot of innovation that we plan to do in this area to achieve this goal of reducing the pain in doing data labeling.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on those three dimensions.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thank you so much for watching. We've been learning all about how to label your data in a cost-effective and parallel way. Thank you so much for being
sure.
here. Thank you so much for watching. And we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.